At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
Here on the Fan in New York City, Tommy Lugauer, Lugie. Hopefully everybody's having a very pleasant Lugie evening. Phone number to join the conversation, 888-808-1019. As the Knicks take a very commanding 2-0 series lead, it's over. It's a wrap. Get used to saying it. Get used to hearing me say it. The Knicks are going to the finals for the first time in 27 years. Because this series is over. Over. It's just a matter of if Cleveland is going to show any type of intestinal fortitude, any type of guts, any type of heart, and answer the bell in front of their, because they'll have a decent home crowd in game three. They lose that one, game four, it's another total invasion. On a holiday where, yeah, you call your boss up and say, you know what, the Knicks are going to the finals for the first time in 27 years. I'm not making it in on Tuesday. By the way, there's going to be people that aren't making it on Tuesday or really across the tri-state area, even on what for many people could be a four-day weekend, Memorial Day weekend. But the party that's going to be going on Monday night will be absolutely off the charts. If that is a 3-0 scenario, because if this ends up being in that spot, Cleveland is not winning that game. And it's going to be bedlam bedlam at the Garden. That's what it's going to be across all the streets here in New York City as we get to witness something that we haven't seen in decades. And for some Knicks fans, they haven't seen in their life. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to, where do I want to go here? Let's go to Ryan in Kent, Connecticut. What's up, Ryan?
Tommy, what's up, man?
What's happening?
Oh, man, I'm excited, man. It seems like they were resting Josh Hart the other night for the beginning of this next second game.
Yeah, let's go with that. I think they just took him out because he wasn't playing well. But I like the idea of resting him. Yeah, they were getting him refocused
You totally called that. We heard that throughout the next couple days after that with Shamit. But,
yep.
I mean, come on, Carl Anthony Towns hitting us up with the sneaky, quiet double-double. I mean, Josh Hart leading the team. I think he scored equivalent to Donovan Mitchell over there on the Cavs. And it seemed like they were trying to do the hack-a-mitch and they realized it wasn't working. And then they just kept missing free throws.
They keep going with that. The hack-a-mitch. The Cavs themselves look like Mitchell Robinson at the free throw line. They were abysmal from the charity stripe.
Yeah, and I'm with you. I'm excited. I got the next two games. I get to watch them both in the comfort of my own home, which is going to be great. And like you, man, I want the Spurs. It needs to be rewritten, my man.
Not only rewritten, but I look at it two ways here. San Antonio, as talented as they are, and Wemby is a video game. He's a guy you create on NBA 2K, the tallest player in the world, the great handle, can shoot threes. Like, yeah. He's something that we've never seen before. But their three, you know, best players are all under the age of 23. I think they're too young, too inexperienced. Plus, beating the Thunder, there could be a letdown, even though it's the finals. Knocking off the defending champs, there can be that letdown. And you see the Knicks coming and maybe take them for granted. I just think that is the matchup, if you are a Knicks fan, you want. Not that you can't beat the Thunder, but if you are a Knicks fan, you're rooting for the Spurs in that series.
Yeah, I mean, I want the Spurs for right now, and I kind of want the Spurs from back then, but you can't deny what the Thunder are now, man. Bro, thanks for taking my call. I mean, Bridges stepped up, scored as much as Brunson, you know.
Yeah, he's been great.
Let's keep it moving forward.
Absolutely. I don't know what more you could say about Mikal Bridges, but I'll continue to say it, because for all the flack and all the ridicule and all the, you know, nasty things that were said about him in terms of his game, in terms of his body language, Mikal Bridges has been as good as any Knick in this 9-game playoff winning stretch. As good as anybody. And again tonight, 19 points, great on both ends of the floor. He was instrumental along with Brunson and Shamet in that 22-point comeback in game one. He has been absolutely incredible. Mikal Bridges finally becoming the final Infinity Stone, the missing piece, the guy that I thought we were getting from Brooklyn, this player, this type of production, especially offensively, the player that we saw go to the finals with the Suns, that's the guy that Leon Rose, all thought was going to be here from day one when they traded all those picks for him. But as they say in the streets, F those picks, because they don't mean anything right now. You would make this trade now a million out of a million, because Mikal Bridges has been as good as anyone on the Knicks in this 9-game playoff winning streak. And that's a credit to him. That's a credit to Mike Brown. Same thing with Hart. Think about the two situations. Bridges, his lowest Knick moment. Game two, doesn't make the game-winning shot. Game three has the bagel, 0 points. More turnovers. He pulled the James Harden. More turnovers. This is game three against Atlanta. More turnovers than he had points, rebounds, and assists combined. And then since then, he's been unbelievable. Especially in the clincher against Atlanta to now. But Mike Brown could have taken him out. He limited his minutes, but he could have taken him out of the starting lineup. He chose not to do that. And perhaps that was the motivation, the boost. That was what Mikal Bridges needed to finally realize just who the heck he is, which is a damn good basketball player. A damn good two-way basketball player. And he, along with Anunoby, makes the Knicks unstoppable, because you have two guys that can defend the wings like demons and also get you buckets that can get you 18 to 25 a night. Same thing with Hart here. He could have, Mike Brown said, you know what? Josh had a bad game one. We went to Shamet late in the game, and Shamet was unbelievable. Maybe we can limit Hart's minutes tonight. He didn't do that. And Josh responded and rewarded his coach with 26 points. 5 3-pointers made. And yes, Cleveland dared him to shoot. And Josh made him pay. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Saya is calling from Queens. What's going on?
The next one, New York Chile.
It is a, what's good, man? It's a very special time right now as a Knicks fan, as you know.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
Oh, just basking in this because we get to put our feet up now. We get to enjoy the next couple of games as this team rolls onto the finals.
You know how they got Celebrity Row in the Garden, right?
Yeah.
All these celebrities are there and everything. It's a nice little look, a nice picture. You take out those celebrities, you put ice cubes in those seats. And every seat around Celebrity Row. That's what the Cleveland Cavaliers felt in game one and game two.
Because
it was New York chilly to the core. They was froze. And that Mikal Bridges diatribe you just laid out was perfect. Ever since game six, he had 24 points.
Yep.
He ain't looked back. He knew who he was. He knew who he was. Mikal Bridges from the Brooklyn Nets. He knew he was Mikal Bridges from Phoenix Suns. He know now. We knew it, but he didn't know it.
Yep.
He knows now the perfect time. And I seen a stat. I got to tell you this stat. Because every day they're breaking records. The Knicks are breaking our records and not our hearts for the first time. Peep this stat, Tommy.
Yep.
You hear me?
I hear you.
This is the Knicks' sixth win by 15 or more points this postseason. It's the most such wins in a single postseason in franchise history.
Crazy. And you're right. And you said it perfectly. They are breaking records, not breaking our hearts. And that's what this run has been all about. They've had historical games left and right, historical comebacks, historical shooting performances, historical stretches here with wins, historical deficit, you know, historical, hey, they won by X amount of points, scored X amount of points in series clinchers. They have just been on this historical pace that has been an absolute joy and pleasure to watch.
One more thing, Tommy. Yo, I know we're going a little off the rails, but did you happen to see the game seven between the Cavs and the Pistons?
Yep.
Well, I'm a car guy, so I listen to all my games in WFAN, the Fan, because I don't watch TV anymore. So when I was listening to that game seven, I'm like, what is going on? And in the fourth quarter, when the Pistons were lifeless, it was the most delightful thing in my life at the moment because the sounds from the audio and the announcers was disheartening as ever. They said it felt like the talent has been drained out of the team. Like the Space Jam Monstars took over the team.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what it was.
It made me cry inside and outside in my eyes. I was so happy.
No, you should have been.
The miseries.
You should have been sighed because you know what it meant? Home court advantage for the Knicks, and it meant the NBA Finals. And an easy road. Where Detroit, I think it was, you're going to have to roll up your sleeves and go to work here. With Cleveland, the scariest, and it was scary for a bit, the scariest thing you're going to have to deal with was game one because of the idea of your team has had a long layoff. You could be rusty, and it would take a couple of quarters to shake off that rust. But outside of that, Cleveland wasn't going to put up much of a fight. And you saw that. tonight? Because even when they punched a little bit, they never were able to put any type of combinations together. They never were able to strike any type of fear in my heart or any of the hearts of the players on the court for the Knicks. And it was as rocking chair and as easy a second half as you're going to see. Because even when the Cavs went on that mini run, you just knew, or at least I knew, that the Knicks were going to respond. They were going to respond in a big time way. And yeah, I'm just thinking like game one, 40, whatever it was, 44 to 11 run. Tonight they had like a 23 to 4 run. Think about that. This is a beauty to watch in terms of not only offensive basketball execution, but defensively. I mean, they held the Cavs to under 100 points. Incredible. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Gary in Atlantic Highlands, New Jersey. What's up, Gary?
Yeah, how you doing?
Doing great.
I'm liking those Knicks, and I think they're going to knock out every team.
Nothing not to like right now. The way they're playing, they're the hottest team in the NBA. They are steamrolling their way to the NBA Finals, and it doesn't look like anything is going to stop them.
Yep, I don't think anybody can stop them right now.
Well, the Cavaliers certainly can. They have absolutely no shot. That I can definitely say. That's the team that's in front of them right now. They will not be able to respond to what they experienced here in New York, which is heartbreaking game one, and then a cruising to victory for the Knicks in game two. Cleveland is now going home, a short flight to Cleveland, and saying, we're done. We can maybe show up and fight for a game, but outside of that, this series is a wrap, and we probably don't even feel like going back to New York, as great as the city is. So let's just lose the next two and go home.
Yep, let's just lose the next two and go home. You're right about that.
You know what, yep. Gary? You know what I love about you? We're always sharing a brain. You know, it's one of those things where you and I are always on the same page. You know, I say something, you agree, then you talk, I agree, then I say something, you agree. We are what they call simpatico, my friend. So I appreciate you. I always appreciate you calling and keep in touch because Gary and I are always on the same wavelength. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Very excited for this. WFAN and Corona are throwing a watch party Monday night. That's this Monday night, May 25th, as New York takes on Cleveland for Game 4 of the Conference Finals. Join former New York legend John Wallace, along with WFAN's own Positive Tommy. Hey, that's me. So join me and John Wallace at Buddy's on 3rd Avenue in New York City. Corona will be flowing all game long with specials and swag for fans. Just like the team is on the hardwood, Corona is always smooth, always refreshing, and goes perfectly watching a game. That's Game 4, Monday night, this Monday night, May 25th, at Buddy's on 3rd Avenue. Enjoy Corona buckets and watch New York drop buckets with Corona and WFAN. Please drink responsibly. And let me just say this. Not only, look, if you have plans, cancel your plans. And if you don't have plans, you definitely want to go to Buddy's because on 3rd Avenue here in New York City. I was there a couple weeks ago, Game 3 of the series against Philly. The bar is awesome. It's easy to get to from Penn Station. It's just a tremendous atmosphere, a lively atmosphere. They do a great job there at Buddy's. Love everybody over there. Love everybody at Corona. Just unbelievable. And the way this series is going, Monday night could be the one that sends the Knicks to the finals for the first time in 27 years. So even if you're not the biggest celebrator and go out party type of person, that's a night for celebrating. That's a night for a party. You get to hang with me. You get to hang with John Wallace. You get to hang out with your brothers and sisters here in the tri-state area and enjoy a Knick victory and in all likelihood, the one that sends them to the finals. So even if you have plans, I know it's a busy weekend for many, but cancel your plans and come join me. And Alex Azarm's going to be there. I think he's still a Net fan, but we're kind of converting him over. Just a smidge. He's being an IBO, as Evan would call it. So yeah, Alex will be there. I'll be there. John Wallace will be there. Everyone will be there. It's going to be an awesome time. 3rd Avenue, Buddy's, in the greatest city in the world, New York City, Monday night for Game 4. You definitely want to check that out. All right, 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Loogie in the Late Night here on The Fan. Got you for another 2.5. We'll get back to your calls on the Knicks, all your reaction. If you're at the game tonight and you're on your way home, love to hear from you. 888-808-1019. If you are looking to book a trip to Cleveland for either Game 3 or Game 4, love to hear from you as well. We'll continue to break down the Knicks. We'll sprinkle in a little bit of the baseball later on in the show as well. Yankees lose, Mets win. So there's a lot to do over the next couple hours till 2 a.m. here on The Fan. Again, the number to join the conversation, 888-808-1019. It is After Hours, Loogie and the Late Night here on The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite team, The Fan, on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
I lean for the kiss. You said I'll probably send you some pics. And I'm like, hell nah, been waiting too long. Hell nah, I want that cruel love. Hell nah, been waiting too long. Hell nah, I want that cruel love. Body on my.
Losing all my innocence, everybody in my mind. Here on The Fan in New York City, Tommy Lugauer. It is After Hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. The Knicks take a commanding 2-0 lead in the Eastern Conference Finals. It's a wrap. It's over. Whether it's 4 or 5, this series is going to be quick. And then the Knicks are going to probably be in a situation like they were going into this round, which is a long layoff. Because whether it's 6, whether it's 7, I expect the Western Conference Finals to go quite far and quite deep. Those are two evenly matched teams. The Spurs handle the Thunder quite well. And even in a situation where OKC game 2 at home, one they had to have. If they dropped that game, that series was a wrap. The Spurs hung around. They hung around. They hung around. They were sloppy with turnovers, but they hung around. They hung around. And OKC was able to pull away a little bit at the end, but the game was tight throughout. And that was a must-win for the Thunder. Like, in theory, that you want to win by, you know, 15 or 20 going away and make it a laugher. San Antonio held their ground. And look, OKC's dealing with a bunch of injuries. The Spurs are dealing with some injuries. That is great news for us as Knicks fans. Let that series go seven games. Let the team who makes it out battered, bruised, having gone to a sports war and gone through one. And then the Knicks can have a matchup that would be advantageous considering that they would be healthy, well-rested, and on an absolute roll and tear through the playoffs. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan. If you're at the Garden tonight, love to hear from you. If you are headed to Cleveland this weekend for a little road trip for both games or one of the games, hit me up at 888-808-1019. Let's go to Moose in Jamaica. What's up, Moose?
What's good, Lugie? Hey. How are you doing?
Good, 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 good. Hopefully the same for you.
Yes, everything's going swimmingly. So, yeah, I'd like to talk about the Knicks first, and I'll say, like, a couple words about the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when it comes to the Knicks, like, I had them at their over-under based on the parameters of the seasons as it was with Boston having Tatum out, and we didn't know Detroit was going to be Detroit.
Yeah, and obviously Halliburton too.
Yeah. And Cleveland was expected, along with Orlando, to be the main challengers for the Knicks. 59.5 games over under, and they would get the number one seed. They didn't get the 59 wins, but it's almost like they won the 59 games as being the home court advantage in the conference finals, and Cleveland being the main contender. So it pretty much panned out that way, even though there was nicks and bruises in terms of the battling for position in the playoffs.
No doubt about it. Look, there were points in the season that were certainly ugly. There were stretches that were bad. There were moments where this team got booed at home. They had to have a team meeting. There were Giannis chants. It wasn't all bliss for the regular season. They did not have the one seed. They did not have the type of record that would warrant a one seed. But ultimately, look, the stars aligned for them. They didn't have to see anybody with a seed better than them. So they have home court throughout the Eastern Conference Finals, something they won't have next round, but they had it at least through this. So that has been very advantageous for them because they have been a great home court team all year long, and that has carried now through the playoffs.
And that being said, as you know, last year before the Boston series, as a Brooklyn Nets fan but not a Knicks hater, I put $100 down before the series started.
Emotional hedge. Yeah, you are an emotional hedge.
Yeah. No, it was basically like Bridges and Ananobi were brought here to stop.
Yeah, Tatum and Brown or type of situation. Yeah, absolutely.
Like here's the thing about the Knicks, and I'm done talking about the Knicks, and I'm going to go to the Yankees. They are deeper. You just said it. They go 10, 12 deep of people that can get buckets, defend, play in the scheme, roll with the offense. They built into the chemistry that's been building along this culture from Leon Rose from 5-6 years ago. That being said.
No, absolutely, Moose. And I appreciate the call, my friend, and we'll talk soon. Yes, Leon Rose, the architect of this team, who deserves so many flowers and so many, you know, praises and kind words, because he is as responsible as anybody for the construction of this team, the constructing of it, and the just building it from the bottom up, and turning the Knicks into as well-run a franchise as there is here in this city, in this town, in this great, great area that we live in. And all of his moves haven't been the most popular at times. You know, he's traded away some beloved players. He traded a lot of picks for Bridges. He was part of the decision process to get rid of Tibbs. At this point, though, you can't doubt the man anymore. Leon Rose knows what the heck he's doing. He has built a championship team here. They have all the ingredients to hang a banner, to have a parade, to break the 50-plus year drought. Leon Rose built that team. Brick by brick by brick. With the final piece being the coach, who has been outstanding, much like the team. He took a little bit of a bump and a bruise early on against the Hawks, and he has now, Mike Brown has responded in a massive way here. And he's pushing all the right buttons. All the right buttons. And they are just two wins away from the hiring of Mike Brown being a massive success, because they would have gotten further than Tibbs ever got them. And they're doing it in ways that is so anti what Tibbs would be doing. And you play in the bench. You're making decisions like we're going to take Hart out of the game in game one when he was struggling. He's unlocked Bridges. He's unlocked Karl-Anthony Towns. He's got this team playing on both ends of the floor at an elite clip. Both of those gentlemen, Rose and Brown, deserve a ton of credit for what's going on. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Ozzy in Woodridge. Ozzy?
Hello, Thomas.
I feel like I haven't... Did you skip a week? I feel like we haven't spoken in a while. I feel like you might have skipped a week. I could be wrong. I could be wrong on that, but it feels like it's been a couple of weeks since you and I have spoke, Ozzy. Maybe it just feels that way to me, but it's good to hear from you.
No, it's the first time this week because the Yankee games have gone a little longer than expected, and it was kind of karma and fate because then you got a chance to... Interview the great Eddie Scazzeri.
That was
like fate from the rain delay, and you got to work till 5 a.m. and you got to do an interview with Eddie Scazzeri, the Eddie Scazzeri.
You know what, Ozzy, you're 100% right on that. So that was something that I wanted to do with Eddie for the last couple of weeks. I didn't realize he was off Sunday and the Monday this week, so I didn't get the opportunity. And it seemed like I got to say goodbye to him off the air because I stayed late after one of the shifts, but it felt like I wasn't going to get him on the air, because obviously we ran out of real estate, but then the rain delay, 2 hours, okay. I ended up doing the overnight, and I got to spend, 25 minutes or so talking to the great legendary Eddie Scazzeri, who is retiring. Tomorrow will be his final, not shift, but just final day, at DJ's as a WFAN employee.
Yeah, that was a perfectly timed rain delay, was fate, and you got to interview the guy that got your foot in the door, so that was pretty special.
Yeah, Ozzy, he had a line, and this is what makes Eddie so great.
Yeah, that was
fantastic. That one, if I would have cried, Boomer and Gio and Evan would have played that clip for a year, because I was about to, because what Eddie said, so those of you that are unaware, Eddie was the guy that, hired interns for years and years and years and years. He was responsible for so many people getting a break in this business, being on the air. I mean, we're talking currently here at WFAN. Guys like me, Giannotti, Monocle, Recco, CeeLo, Marash, just to name a few. So it's very emotional to see him go. And what Eddie said was, when your career started, I interviewed you. And now that my career is ending, you're interviewing me. So it was just one of those things where, and I didn't even say it as eloquently as Eddie said it, but it was just, it's so touching and just so poignant. But that's what makes Eddie just salt of the earth and one of the great people ever. That's for sure.
Yeah, even me with the scripts, when he said it, I was like, this son of a gun, bro. How did he think of that? Because that was brilliant.
Yeah, when we went to break, Fliegelman went to me and said, how long do you think Eddie was sitting on that line during the interview? I go, I don't know, but that was the perfect line to say. Yeah. It was really touching that he said that to me.
Absolutely. But about Rick's Knicks, seems to be team of destiny, bro. Tommy Bridesmaid is six steps away down the aisle from becoming Tommy Bride, bro. Is amazing.
And you could hear it in my voice, Ozzy. You can hear it in the verbiage. I'm getting cocky. I'm getting
a little bit
overly confident.
You mentioned parade like six times the last show.
I sure did. And as you know, Ozzy, whether it comes to our Mets, our Islanders, my Knicks, when positive Tommy starts to peacock, when he starts to get
oh,
a little cocky, it doesn't always go the way that I planned. So I understand that the coalition, it's probably music, the coalition indicators, it's probably music to their ears that I am saying these things. I will stand by them. But Ozzy, as you know, if this goes south and the Knicks were to, let's, you know, it's not happening, but if they were to blow this series, I will absolutely admit that it is the most public of my many humiliations.
Sounding a lot like Fatso during the blue skirt run.
It ended against the Panthers. And what about Fatso with this nonsense about the 98 Yankees? What the heck is that all about? Has he skipped? He's got them basically as the 98 Yankees, and now they're six in the loss column of trailing the Rays. So he already went full board with the Yankees this season. So he's got a lot to answer for, no doubt. But yes, there are now, and you know what? I was just about to say I haven't done any parallels like Sean did, but I am. I'm saying Spurs, you know, the revenge there. So I guess I am as guilty as Sean was back in, what, 24 when the Rangers made the Eastern Conference Finals and lost to the Panthers?
Yeah, but all I want to say is there's a couple parallels that I've noticed. The Knicks are undefeated since you left them in the foxhole after game three against the Hawks. So that's something that Knicks fans have hope to hold on to.
You're welcome.
That positive Tommy jumped ship, and ever since then, they're undefeated.
You're welcome. Well, I jumped ship. I think that's the wrong verbiage. Yeah. You don't say I jumped ship. I perhaps, which I didn't, but you think I ducked your call, but not jumped ship. I perhaps... you know, pushed you to the side and was going to deal with you at a later time in the show. But I don't think the verbiage there that you said jump ship is correct. Did I skip the podium for a little bit? Perhaps, but I did not jump ship.
Yeah, Knicks fans rejoice. They're undefeated since then.
Well, you're welcome.
The positive, you know what? Tommy jinx, like with the Mets and Juan Soto the first year and the Islanders and all that other thing.
Top three in the MVP voting.
I think it's a little weird.
Weird.
That just like you were begging to duck the Pistons, you're begging to duck OKC.
I'm begging.
And I think it's a little unbecoming.
Well, I don't think I'm on my hands and knees here, but I just think the Knicks match up better than the Spurs. I think the Spurs are going to be a little too young in that spot to answer the bright lights. So I'd rather have the easier opponent in the next round. I would not call that begging. I would call it strategizing.
Yeah, well, so far, every single star has aligned for Rick's Knicks, but I just wouldn't exactly touch the money just quite yet because, I don't know, there's just something that always seems to go wrong when it comes to the mecca of mediocrity. Just ask Sean Morash, Fatso, you know what I mean?
You are correct in that statement. I cannot argue that when you consider the history of the Garden teams over the last, well, for the Rangers since the mid-90s and obviously the Knicks for 50-plus years. So I can't argue with that. All I could say is, Ozzy, though, at some point, Oz, positive Tommy is going to get one right. At some point.
And you and that caller yesterday were reminiscing about Messier and the same number as Brunson.
Yes.
And that's just kind of Sean verbiage. And I don't know.
That was the caller. To be fair, I didn't come up with that, but I thought it was a good one. But you're right. There are. I am falling into the trap for sure. But you know what? The heck with it. And what I'm watching out here with this basketball team, I am good with falling into that trap. I'm going to be cocky. I'm going to be confident. And if it all goes to hell in a handbasket, you, Oz, many of the members of the coalition indicators will be there to remind me, I'm sure.
And I'm taking a lot more credit for it because the Hawks gave you the wake-up call in game three. Game three was a turning point.
It was.
When you didn't just turncoat and just like when you were down 20 points early and you didn't just fold and you made it a one-point game down to the last possession.
Mm-hmm.
That was a true turning point in this run.
Yep.
And you've been undefeated since you left that foxhole. So.
Well, I didn't leave
the
foxhole.
I'm taking full credit for this Knicks run.
No, you're not taking any credit, Ozzy. And you're above that. You're a man of high stature. You know, allow the credit taking to someone like me. You know, let me take the credit for things. Ozzy, you are above that. That's not your lane. You know that. You're more of the blaming people for stuff more than you are the taking credit for things. And yes, you're right. I touched the cup with the Islanders. And I still think positive Tommy was a big part of the 24 run. And look at how they're playing now, getting a little bit going here in May. But be that as it may, no championship, certainly not in the World Series. So I'll eat my, you know, breakfast there, or my broccoli, I should say. But when it comes to my Knicks, Ozzie, I don't care if you want to take credit for it. I don't care if I take credit for it. I don't really give a rat's ass who takes credit for it. That doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is they have two more to go here till they get to the finals. Two more. Six to go. 10 down, six to go. Until Knicks in 26, which I've been saying from jump. Six more to go. And that dream will be realized. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. If you're at Madison Square Garden tonight, love to hear from you. If you're planning on a trip to Cleveland over the weekend, great idea, by the way, because you got a holiday weekend, you got multiple days off, and the way this series is going, Monday night sure feels like the night that will be very special. Whether you're in Cleveland, whether you are here in New York City, wherever you are. And I'll tell you where you should be if you aren't in Cleveland on Monday night. You should be at Buddy's on 3rd Avenue. Because WFAN and Corona are throwing a watch party Monday night, May 25th. That's this Monday, as New York takes on Cleveland for Game 4 of the Conference Finals. Join former New York legend John Wallace. Love me some John Wallace, along with WFAN's own Positive Tommy. Wait, that's me. So it's going to be myself, Positive Tommy, and John Wallace. We're going to be at Buddy's. Buddy's on 3rd Avenue in New York City. Corona will be flowing all game, along with specials and swags for fans. Just like the team is on the hardwood, Corona is always smooth, always refreshing, and goes perfectly watching a game. That's Game 4, Monday night, May 25th at Buddy's on 3rd Avenue. Enjoy Corona Buckets and watch New York drop buckets with Corona and WFAN. Please drink responsibly. Very much looking forward to that. That is going to be, in many ways, a phenomenal hit. I was at this Buddy's on 3rd Avenue for Game 3 against the Sixers. It is a tremendous atmosphere. It is a tremendous scene. It's easy to get from Penn Station. So super convenient, really nice, just the right type of, it's crowded, but it's a good crowded, you know what I mean? It's lively, tons of Knicks fans there. So if you don't have plans, you got one now, that's to hang out with me and John Wallace at Buddy's on 3rd Avenue. And if you do have plans, because I get it, it's Memorial Day, you know, people have plans, barbecues, although the weather doesn't look that great. So even if you go to the beach barbecue or you're just chilling or whatever and you have plans, you know, either cancel them or shorten your plans up and meet me out at Buddy's on 3rd Avenue. I'll be hanging out with the Corona people. They're great. They're amazing. Love me some Corona. Always have. Big Corona guy. And the Coronas will be flowing for sure. And it's just going to be a very special night because I do think this is a sweep. So you have an opportunity to celebrate with yours truly. What's better than that? You get to bask in the glory of hanging out with Positive Tommy. Loogie. A very pleasant Loogie evening. And you get to see me in a place that I thrive. Bars. No, the nightlife. I'll be ramped up for that one. Can't wait for that. Love everybody over at Buddy's. Love everybody over at Corona. Again, it is Monday night, this Monday night, Buddy's, 3rd Avenue in New York City. I'll be there along with John Wallace. We'll be hanging, watching the game, having some Coronas, enjoying a Knick victory, and let that one be the clincher. Let that one be the clincher. That is Game 4 coming up Monday. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Laura in Jersey. What's up, Laura?
Hey, Tommy, great show.
Thank you.
Just wanted to say, I think most of us probably almost had a heart attack the first three quarters of game one. I'm not a big fan of all the rest. So I know everyone's saying Knicks in four, Knicks in four. I don't know how much rust I really want our guys to have. You know, I don't want them to come out rusty. You know, and I have to say, Brunson is legend. The way he closed out that game one, brilliant, brilliant.
I hear you on the rest, and certainly that was an issue in game one in terms of rust, but luckily they were able to recover and go on an epic run and win that game. But when you are as good as the Knicks are right now and you're steamrolling opponents, this is just part of it. You're going to have that type of rest, and I just don't see the Western Conference Finals being short. Either way, it doesn't matter because the NBA Finals start on the date that the league is set for it. They can't move it up any earlier because of TV and all that type of stuff. But if that series goes short, those guys will be rusty as well. I just don't see it that way. I think it goes six, probably seven, and the Thunder and Spurs are going to go through a sports war. And the Knicks, I think, are going to just handle it. Like, I know what you're saying and be like, oh, man, if they could lose a couple games, but I just don't think it's going to happen. Number one, the Cavs are gutless. Actually, number one, the Knicks are great. And number two, the Cavs are completely gutless. So I hear you, Laura, but I think this one is going to be over quite quickly.
Definitely, they're bigger animals. Yeah, yeah. Bigger fish to fry. Spurs are OKC. But let's go, Knicks.
Love it. Now, who are you there with? You sounded like somebody was there telling you to get off speakerphone when you came on the air. You there with your boyfriend, your husband, your friend? What's going on?
My husband, my son, we're heading down the shore. We're Jersey people.
Beautiful.
Baby.
Love the shore. Would love to go to DJ's tomorrow to say goodbye to Eddie Scazzeri. Love the Jersey Shore. Love me some Jersey Girls. So enjoy everything about it. Yeah, if it was up to me, Laura, I would induct Jersey Girls into the Jersey Hall of Fame. I don't have a vote. I don't have any pull. I know Tiki's in the Jersey Hall of Fame. How are Jersey Girls not in the Hall of Fame? The Jersey Hall of Fame. The poof, the hoop earrings, overly tanned, the lip gloss. Come on. They're just as responsible for the popularity of New Jersey than Bruce. Come on, they got to be in there. I gotta write Tiki a note. I got to send him an email. I'll CC upper management on it as well. We got to make this happen. And I'll do the induction speech. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after, if you are heading down the shore, great. You know, have a wonderful holiday weekend here. Very safe, very happy. The weather's not going to be amazing, but you make do of it, that's for sure, because it is the unofficial kickoff to summer, and you definitely want to check out, if you are down the shore or you have no plans, check out DJ's tomorrow. Belmar morning show will be there starting at 6 a.m. to 11, and then there's a concert afterwards.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We Share Health. We got you.
Do you dream of seeing all 30 ballparks? We've got you. For the first time, MLB and T-Mobile offer you a chance to win trips to all 30 stadiums. Yes, all 30. The views, the food, the vibe, the adventure of a lifetime. With experiences you simply need to see to believe. Enter now.
Begin your journey to 30 at MLB.com/journey to 30 sweeps. No purchase necessary. Ends 9/7/2026. Restrictions apply. Food not included. See official rules for details.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane.
Youch. Did he have any hot sauce?
Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!